Support for KNKX comes from Condor Airlines, with flights from Seattle to Europe, including nonstop flights to Frankfurt, Germany, year-round. Also, from June through October, Condor will be offering nonstop flights to Munich. More information at condor.com. Condor, born to fly.
It's time for Going Places here on KNKX, and we're hitting the road, but not before we hit the airport. KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley and 88.5's Ed Ronco talk about two good trips to take in a car with one catch. They both begin far away.
Ed, do you remember being a kid and going on these long-suffering summer road trips with your family and parents, stuffed into a car, driving thousands of miles across the country to see, like, for instance, the biggest ball of string?
Listening to a Jim Croce cassette tape, staring out the windows, looking at the New York Thruway. Yes, I certainly do. Right. How about you?
For us, it was a bridge over troubled water played for probably about 4 days in a row on an 8-track tape.
Well, now that we're grown-ups, Matthew, road trips, I think, have significantly improved, at least for us, maybe not for the kids in the back seat. But what's one of your favorites?
Well, I've got a lot of them that are coming to mind right now. But a road trip that I really, really enjoyed was flying into Santiago, Chile. And from Santiago, I took a public bus across the Andes, right below Mount Aconcagua, which is the tallest mountain in the Americas, and then dropped down to Mendoza, which is the heart of Malbec wine country in Argentina, and then spent 4 days eating massive giant steaks and drinking huge bottles of Malbec wine, and then took a public bus to Buenos Aires. And that is a huge trip, but it's stunning. It was very safe. It was affordable. And I traveled with three guys who all consider themselves tour guides. So I didn't actually have to plan anything or do anything. I just was along for the ride.
Where do you fly into to do that?
Well, you can do it either way. You can fly into Buenos Aires and work your way over to Santiago, Chile, or you can fly into Santiago and work your way back to Buenos Aires. It doesn't really matter. But a one-way trip take you, you know, about 10 days to 2 weeks, and you'll see some amazing countryside and travel across some towering mountains. It's pretty impressive. How about you, Ed? I hear you've been on some massive road trips, not in South America, but across North America, which I haven't done.
I want to talk about the Great Lakes, Matthew. I'm going to give a little love to my hometown here. I think a great road trip would be to fly to Detroit, and it's easy to get to from here in Seattle. Fly to Detroit, hop on I-75, head up north, as they call it in Michigan, to a little island called Mackinac Island. No cars allowed on this island. It's right off of what would be, if you're looking at that hand map of Michigan, it's right off of what would be like the top of your hand, right in between the upper and lower peninsulas. And then spend a little time on Mackinac Island, head over to Traverse City over in northwest lower Michigan, get some cherry pie. They're famous for their cherries there. And then drive all the way down the Lake Michigan coast. And you'll stop in these little towns, Ludington, South Haven, St. Joseph. Beautiful lake beaches. You don't have to worry about high or low tide. And while you're driving down the Lake Michigan coast, you'll find little produce stands in the summertime. You can get some fresh corn, some fresh fruit and vegetables. And then from southwestern Michigan, you can either head back to Detroit or go down to Chicago and spend some time there and return from Chicago.
I'm really lacking when it comes to North America. And, I have several on my bucket list. I've always wanted, Ed, to do the trip similar to what you just talked about. And also, I've never been to New England and done a road trip across New England. And that, to me, combining history and, small coastal villages sounds like a dream.
That seems like that would be beautiful in the early fall.
Yeah, like do a fall trip there. That would be very cool.
Matthew, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed.
Matthew Brumley is co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions, and you can hear more editions of Going Places on our website, knkx.org. I'm Ed Ronco.